This is Fresh Air. Recent musical history from L.A., where the punk scene there first came to public consciousness back in 1977. Bands like the Weirdos and the Germs and Fear got a lot of attention. But rock and roll historian Ed Ward says there was a parallel bunch of independent bands who rode in their wake because, he says, the punks had only one rule. If you weren't a band on the make looking for a big label, if you played because you liked it, you were okay.
X, of course, was perfect for this scene. They straddled punk and some older sort of music, something that was due to guitarist Billy Zoom having led a number of rockabilly bands, and bassist and songwriter John Doe having been a veteran of many country and western bands. But they could also play with ferocious energy when they needed to. And although X hung out plenty with the punks, when it came to informal playing, to can-you-top-this record-listening sessions, their soulmates were a band Billy Zoom knew from Downey, an L.A. suburb that had given the world a lot of surf bands and where a lot of retired blues singers now live.
Marie, Marie, it's so lonely in these farmlands. Please come with me to the bright lights downtown, Marie, Marie.
Like Billy Zoom, the Blasters had recorded for the Rolling Rock label, which was run by Rockin' Ronnie Weiser, a strange rockabilly fanatic in the San Fernando Valley. But Weiser's record had failed to capture the impeccable pop sense lurking in the Alvin Brothers' songwriting. For their part, the Alvins sought out the rock and roll pioneers in their city and recorded and toured with the great saxophonist Lee Allen, the man who'd blown the solos on Little Richard's classic discs. And, in a time plagued with Anglophilia, they struck a punkish stance by defending their roots.
Well, you a soldier born on Demon West Berlin. No music can that rocks just a thousand violins. They want to hear some American music. American music. They want to hear that sound that from the USA. Well, it could be sweet and lovely. It could be hard and mean. One thing's for sure, it's always on the beam. They want to hear some American music. American music.
The Blasters and X also knew that American music was far more than rockabilly and soul. It was hard not to keep that in mind in L.A., because there were plenty of Mexican-Americans on the punk scene. The Plugs were one of the first bands to show up, and one of the best, bringing a great sense of Mexican soul to a hard-edged scene. They were able to thrash with the best of them, including Javier Escovedo's band The Zeros and Dino Lee's Whirly Birds. But one day, a small record appeared with the words, "Just Another Band from East L.A." on it, and Los Lobos, a bunch of Mexican-Americans who turned to playing Mexican folk music at weddings so they wouldn't starve, debuted. Thank you. Unexpectedly, Los Lobos turned out to be the most successful of this whole crowd, winning a Grammy for a traditional song on their first record, and of course going on to megabucks for their work on the La Bamba soundtrack. It wasn't long before the three bands on the scene who were signed to Slash, a label started by a punk fanzine, were trading members back and forth. X frequently used Dave Alvin's services on guitar, especially after Billy Zoom left the band, and Dave and his brother Phil were quarreling so much it was hard to tell if there was a Blasters anymore or not. The Blasters' saxophone player, Steve Berlin, wound up producing Los Lobos and eventually joining the band. The Blasters dissolved first, then John Doe and Exene Cervenka's marriage fell apart, although they kept X together for a couple of years afterwards. Today, only Los Lobos carry on the memory of the old days in Los Angeles, when all it took to get a gig was honesty and love of rock and roll.
Ed Ward is a columnist for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.